And welcome back, y'all. Show 5150 K-Scum Radio. This be it. The finale. And very likely the reason you showed up in the first place. This last hour is all for Edward. The man, the legend, and the reason a shitload of you even picked up the guitar. I am your host, Lowlife, and this is Rock and Roll.
Get out of my Van Halen t-shirt before you jinx the pen and they break up.
I'm so Oasis.
She put the cream in my coffee. First thing in the morning.
You want your wish, you gotta rub the lamp.
Yeah. let me start by saying I was never happy. I guess what drives me to tear things apart is some of it is necessity and some of it is just experimenting, because I'm always pushing things past where they're supposed to be. It's, I hate to bring up Spinal Tap, but you know, but you know, while they're going to 11 at the time, I was already going to 15. Yeah, I was already way past that.
Thank you. let me ask you a question. Do you remember where we were when we found out our first album went gold?
Aberdeen, Scotland.
That's right. And what happened there? What happened there? After the gig.
I don't recollect.
Well, oh, man, we were doing human pyramids and trashed the hotel. We took shoe polish and wrote our logo all over the walls and stuff. And the next morning, the cops came. And they searched.
I don't remember.
They escorted us out of the country.
But for what reason? Not because we wasted their hotel.
Why?
Right, because one of our crew stole a pillow. They searched every bus. And and all we're saying is, hey, come on, somebody coughed up the damn pillow, and nobody coughed it up.
This sounds very familiar.
They escorted
like
us
one,
to
like
the
Rudy or something.
Yeah. Actually, it was Douglas Alexander.
Yeah, yeah, the sound guy. But they escorted us to the border and said, don't ever come back. And we never went back.
Very familiar. I remember the pillow. Yeah. Somebody had swiped the thing. Yes.
We were all scared shitless because they thought they were going to nail us for the damage to their hotel. It was just a damn pillow.
Request for Metal Mark, it is 5150 time.
had three different singers
yeah.
in Van Halen. Does it change the way you write music to work with these different singers?
I think it's a natural progression. I don't think it's... It definitely wasn't difficult for us because it starts with the music all the time anyway. So if anything, it was more of them having to adapt to us than us adapting to them.
But I think, you know, you would think that they would have different likes and different musical capabilities as well.
No, it's more like you sing this or you're not in. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. I'm joking, you know.
Yeah. what are you doing here?
Hey, it's just a goddamn honor to be here with you. I want to ask you.
No, wait.
I want to ask you a question.
You're going to ask me two questions.
Black box.
Yeah, there's a little black box?
Yeah. Where can I get one?
Listen, that was in 1944. Now, a lot of time has gone by since 1944. This 1988.
I wasn't even alive yet.
1988. Yeah, your old man was just thinking about it, right?
Yeah.
All right, here it is, 1988. I would like to go down and sit in the front row and see what you got to do now.
Oh, hey, I just
and you've changed things a lot.
I just want to say one thing, that without the things that you have done, I couldn't do half the things that I can do now. And including, you know, the Echo stuff.
Well, forget your marriage.
No, wait a minute. No. Hey, we wouldn't be able to make records like we do if you didn't invent multi-track recording.
Well, thank you. Eddie, go get him.
Thank you. See what this guy started?
That is fantastic. Fantastic. And the people love it. And they love it. Thank you very much. Thank you. Eddie Van Halen, ladies and gentlemen. A killer. Killer.
when I first wrote this song, I thought I was writing about being born, and so here's kind of a deep subject for all you that remember this in your lives. Here's a song about being born. It's called Eagles Fly.
Sunday morning, 9 a.m. I saw fire in the sky. From my face,
you so much.
My question is, of all the deceased musicians out there, that are no longer around, could you pick one to play with? Who would that be?
Wow. I'd love to jam with my father again.
Come hold me now. I am not gone. I would not leave you here alone. In this dead calm beneath the waves, I can still hear those lost boys calling. You could not speak, you were afraid to take the risk of being left again. And so you tipped your hat and waved, and then you turned back up the gangway of that steel tomb again. And on Mott Street in July, when I hear those seabirds cry, I hold the child in the man, the child that we leave behind.
Thank you.
Case Gum Radio, show number 5150. I want to thank all of you for sending me the most requests for a single show that I have. That I've ever had in the history of this station. Folks, I'm not going to end it here. No, not on this note. Ed wouldn't have wanted that for any of us. Of that I have no doubt. If anything, he'd have wanted us to leave things happier. He would have wanted his music to leave us feeling like we could do anything. You know, take on the world. Just like he did. He changed it all. And in the process, gave us a soundtrack for our lives. And for that, and I think I speak for all of us here, we say thank you, Ed.
Was there a point where it got beyond just selling records and being a rock star, and you said, well, there's also this musical thing we want to do? I mean, were you already being celebrated as the great virtuoso of the guitar?
I think the whole thing is the music thing, you know? I mean, I've never wanted to be a rock star.
Yeah. There are a lot of bands that do, you know?
Yeah, well, I've never wanted to do interviews. I hate doing what I'm doing right now. I'd rather be playing my guitar and making music, you know? It's like, it's like all the stuff that goes along with it, I'd rather do without.
Yeah.
You know? If you think riding in a limo and doing interviews and having your picture taken when you feel like it, you know what I mean?